Stateside, I'm Cynthia Canty. When you're the state who has suffered through the worst inland oil spill in American history, you get mighty interested in making sure that doesn't happen again. Which is why a lot of ears perked up when Michiganders realized that the same company responsible for the Kalamazoo River oil spill also owns the pipelines traveling under Lake Michigan at the Straits of Mackinac. Yes, Enbridge owns the Line 5 pipelines at the Straits, moving over 500,000 barrels of oil or liquid gas each day. Michigan Radio's Mark Brush has been pursuing the question on many a mind, how healthy is Line 5? Mark, remind us again, how old are these two pipelines?
They're 62 years old, so they were built in 1953.
I know that year well, and I won't tell you why. Thinking then of the Straits of Mackinac, thinking geographically, if a spill happened, where could it go?
Well, the University of Michigan Water Center modeled that. And in the Straits, the currents are really strong there, and they kind of oscillate back and forth. So it's Lake Huron and Lake Michigan joined together. And when you drive over the bridge and you look down at the water, it doesn't look like a raging river, but it really is. There's a lot of current in that place. And it can spread very far west out to Beaver Island, very far east around Mackinac Island, and down even further into Lake Huron.
Which is why so many people, including you, are trying to find out if these 62-year-old lines are in good condition. What did Enbridge tell you?
Well, they will take you up and show you all the work they're doing on the lines and all the anchors they're putting in, and they say that the health of the pipeline is excellent. They call it excellent. They say the age of the pipeline is not that important. What's most important is how it's maintained, and Enbridge says they've been maintaining it very well.
And we would like to know if that's true.
Exactly, yeah. So the same thing, you know, with Line 6B that broke open and spilled into the Kalamazoo River. There were some problems along that line, and the federal regulators knew about those problems. Enbridge's response was to back down the pressure on that line. It still split open and spilled. So we want confirmation.
So Enbridge says to you, it's in good shape, we're maintaining it well. And the question is, how do we know that? And where's the data to prove it?
Exactly. And they won't share that data with us. So that data is what they say it's protected under the Homeland Security Act. So they don't share that data widely at all. They have shared some data with the state. The federal agency that oversees the lines has seen this data, but they also will not share that. They, in fact, don't possess the data. So when we file a FOIA report to look at the data, there's nothing they have in their possession to give us.
In fact, I think you got a rather unsatisfying email from that federal agency.
Yeah, so they're not terribly helpful. So, you know, okay, so we can't see the data. We can't confirm it for ourselves. Okay, can you at least tell us what your perspective is? Is this line in good shape or not?
Simple question.
Simple question, but they won't answer it. The response is safety is an important part of our business, but that's about it.
What about our watchdogs in Lansing, the DEQ, the state attorney general?
Yeah, I mean, everybody in Michigan is really concerned about this. Mm-hmm. So their ears perked up as well when this came to light. And they formed a task force to look into this. And the task force looked at all the data and looked at all the pipelines in Michigan. But the state does not have regulatory authority over these. The only authority they have over these pipelines is an easement that the state granted to Enbridge over time. And so that's kind of where they're invoking some of their power against Enbridge and asking for more information. But they really can't do much in terms of being able to demand that data.
And I got the sense from reading your web post that there aren't people in Lansing that know how to really read this data anyway, but they could always bring in an impartial third party.
Yeah, so that was one of the things that was frustrating with the task force report was, okay, so last year we found out that the state did possess this data that showed the integrity of the internal pipe. So what they do is they run this thing called an inline inspection tool through the pipe. So if you think of your bank and you go to give them your check through that drive-through, that pneumatic tube, kind of like that.
Whoosh.
That tool is apparently very accurate in showing corrosion breakdowns on these lines. So we know that Enbridge has that data. Mm-hmm. The state did ask for it. The state did receive it, but what they received was raw data. And so they don't have experts to look at that stuff. But over that 9-month period, it seems to me they could have hired an expert to look at that data and tell us what the pipeline is showing. Right now, what they're saying is they're out looking for those experts now to look at that data.
It's been 9 months.
Yeah, yeah. And Enbridge does, you know, they will, other environmental groups have asked for this data, and Enbridge says, we can show it to you. We'll all go into a room. We can look at this, you know, raw data, gigabytes of spreadsheets, and you can see it for yourself.
Knock yourselves out.
Yeah,
you're not going to know what it is you're seeing.
You're not going to know what it is you're looking at.
In fact, I know you were digging around this last fall because we talked about this on Stateside. And what did they tell you? It was like looking at an MRI without being trained in how to interpret an MRI.
Well, yeah, exactly. And I know we understand that, but we can find the experts who might be able to help us to tell us what that is. And there are also more than likely summary reports that show what's going on in that line, but those are not being shared as well. And that's another thing the state is asking for. Just give us the information in a way that we can interpret this.
So bottom line, what should those of us who sure don't want to see a repeat of a Kalamazoo River spill at the Straits of Mackinac, what should we think and what should we do?
Well, I think the most important thing is just to understand what it is we're looking for. And what it is we're looking for is this inline inspection tool report data. I mean, in the summary of that, that tells us, okay, how thick are these pipeline walls now? That when they were put in, they were almost an inch thick, which is almost twice as thick as some of the lines that run across land. That was 62 years ago. How thick are they now? We don't know. But can you just share the summary reports that they hire experts to run these inline inspection tools through the pipes. Those experts tell them how thick the pipe walls are. Is there a way that we can see that data to confirm what you're saying, that these pipelines are in excellent condition?
In other words, can we please go one step beyond? Trust us.
Yes, exactly. Give us confirmation. And Enbridge does say, I contacted them again, they do say that we are looking at ways we can release this data in a way that the public can interpret it. And they didn't give me a timeline for when they're going to release that data, but they say they understand the need for that.
Michigan Radio's Mark Brush. You will find his full story on Line 5 and the quest to move a step beyond, trust me, at michiganradio.org. Thank you so much, Mark.
Thank you, Cindy.